And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios. Happy Easter, everybody. And to celebrate, we have Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing. Going to be a great show talking tuna in April, indeed, and yellowtail, too. You stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers. Hey, Seaguar fans, the wait is over for premium quality pink fluorocarbon leader material. Seaguar Pink Label is made from the same proprietary process and exclusive Seaguar resins you trust. Seaguar Pink Label is soft and supple, yet provides superior knot and tensile strength. In fact, it has 30% better knot strength than competitive fluoro lines. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of Pink Label will be donated to the National Breast Cancer Foundation, Inc. Get Seaguar Pink Label leader material at your favorite tackle dealer. To learn more, visit Seaguar.com.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
Since the fly fishing craze has come on, I'd say a good 30% of our business now is fly fishing. And Jeff DeBrown does a great job. He's our fly fishing guide. And the fishermen in particular, fly fishermen, love to run up and down the beach on the quads. And they catch a lot of rooster fish. In fact, they're not known for taking artificial lures. They're a sucker for flies. And they'll catch everything else, too. They catch yellowfin, they catch marlin, sailfish, dorado. And they like the program down there. It's very relaxing. And people feel like the ranch is their home. It's certainly the getaway, or their secret spot, I guess, would be a better description. And the number one comment that we always get is, don't change a thing. Our emphasis, just like it always has been, is we don't change. We'll make our program better, but we don't change it. RanchoLeonero.com.
Are you as excited about spring fishing as I am? The water stayed warm all winter, which means it's shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to get out on the water. It's also shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to visit your Ford dealer. The all-new F-150s are starting to roll in. With over 100 new patents, it's guaranteed to be a game changer. The new Mustang also has everyone buzzing. You've got to check it out. And the new Fusion, Focus, and Escape are better than ever. Fuel efficient and loaded with technology. There's as much interest in these new Fords as there is in spring fishing. In fact, Ford was the most searched automotive brand on Google last year. And once again, it's America's best-selling brand based on 2014 calendar year sales, which makes Ford the brand more people search, buy, and buy again. There's a lot to be excited about this spring, whether you're after tuna, yellowtail, halibut, or a brand new Ford. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Going to be a rad show today.
Yes, it is. Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Gabe.
Great to have you in the studio here. And, of course, we've heard you from the boat or on the beach several times, and it's just so fantastic having you in the studio here.
See, I don't know how you were able to get Mike in here. This, the one guy decided that he didn't want to not run ever, so just catch tuna all year long.
Well, Easter Sunday, he decided to take a day off,
good
right?
Good call.
You know, it really is weird.
We're working on the mic here. Okay, try it now. There we go.
It really is weird being at the dock on a weekend.
Right.
I really did try to get Jake Hensley in here this morning. He was interested. Being that this is the first weekend he's had off since Christmas, you know, he is freshly engaged, so he definitely wanted to spend some time with his fiance. I said, "You're not going to come down and join us?" And he goes, "Dude, if I take my one weekend and I'm not with her, I'm going to get in trouble."
Yeah.
So I completely understand. It would be nice to get him in here, and we will in the future.
Yeah, and he's been doing a great job for you running the boat, right?
Oh, man. Well, you know what? I did have a bicep surgery in January, in the middle of January, and it was a torn bicep tendon, so it was kind of up in the air. I mean, I didn't have to do it, but if there is ever a time during the year to do it, okay, you think January, you're not going to miss out on much. I figured Jake would be running a couple of rockfish trips, you know, doing some of the Colinette trips. January and February, I think February we ran like 20 days or something, and it was good. Like, really good.
Yeah.
That bluefin fishing, some of those bluefin scores, 130 fish, 140, 150 fish. All I could do was sit at home and drool over it. I mean, great for him. You know, definitely good for business. A good way to keep the momentum going through the winter. But, never would I have ever dreamed that doing something like that would have kept me from fishing 40 or 50 days.
Yeah. Yesterday, Frank said it. He's never seen anything like it. And you've ever seen anything like it?
No, I don't, you know, I talking to guys like Frank, to Dart, you know, Bob Fletcher, guys like that, and trying to get to get a rundown or to get an idea of what to expect this year. Nobody's ever seen it. And that's easy to say because you don't, you know, back in the 50s, you look at some of the Zane Grey stories and some of the fishing that he did during the winter, the big bluefin and stuff. A lot of that I don't think was really documented, but asking anybody who's been around, Bob Fletcher said, look, I started running boats in the 70s, and we've never seen anything quite like this. You hear reports of guys on rockhog trips going out to the Cortez, Tanner, Cherry Bank, whatever it was, and catching the occasional bluefin or albacore on the jigs. But this is large amounts of fish, and this is something I do have to squash right now because I love the fact that people think we're catching home guard bluefin and some of the comments that we've had on our Facebook page. Saying that we're catching all the home guards, we're wiping out the bluefin population. Completely not true. Four of the bluefin that we've caught this year were in Japan in July.
Really?
And yeah, they were tagged fish.
No way.
And it's amazing, and really to see how much they grow. One of them was tagged at it was 22 centimeters when it was tagged, which is small. I mean, it's tiny.
Yeah.
Here in February, we caught it at the Cortez, and it was 22 pounds.
Wow.
I mean, you want to talk about a fish that's really growing.
And across the ocean.
What a trek.
That's crazy.
That's amazing.
So July to January.
If you want to consider that a home guard going from Japan to July in that kind of time frame, then yes, it's a home guard.
Yeah, no.
That's
not
cool.
It's not. It's pretty phenomenal, the amount of tuna that has been around and still is around, right?
It is, and, you know, looking at this worldwide, from the Tuna Commission, trying to get a grip on population control or, you know, the overall take, and I completely agree with the fact that we do need to, you know, change things around a little bit. Obviously, from a sport fishing standpoint, what we take in a year is nothing. Mm-hmm, I mean, really.
Right. Compared to commercial take.
Compared to commercial. Yeah, I mean, last year, you know, aside from the long-range boats, we were among the top bluefin boats, and I think we had, like,
800 fish, not 800 tons.
800 bluefin for the year.
Right. Yeah.
Which we're almost there this year, which is pretty amazing, being that it's April.
It's April, yeah. Pretty phenomenal. Speaking of Dart, Captain Bob Fletcher, on the front page of our website, hookup1090.com, you'll see a picture of Dart with a nice bluefin he caught on one of the last trips on the Tribute to the Cortez Bank with you guys.
It's funny to get guys like that to call and say, hey, I've never caught a bluefin in January, February, or March. What do you think is going to happen? Can I come on out? And it's like, yeah, I mean, we, you know, Bob Fletcher's done a lot for us in the past as far as being the president of SAC. And to have him come out on a trip in March and get a bluefin, he was so ecstatic. I mean, just blown away.
It's a nice one, too, as you'll see from the picture in there.
That's a great picture.
Definitely. On the Colt Sniper.
Oh, okay, cool.
On the Shimano
Colt Sniper.
Yeah. Very good call.
What a good jig. I mean, it's just a crazy name. You think of a handgun.
Yeah.
But they do work very, very well.
Yeah, indeed. So, Ricky, we talked yesterday. You were on a field research trip. People were wondering, where is Rick today? I said, he's doing field research. Part of the very important part of our job, and on our Facebook page, we'll see some of the results of that field research from the other day. And what happened yesterday?
Yesterday was there was some very good fishing to be had, for sure. I know islands had crazy good amounts of yellow all over the place. And, you know, boats had different results back and forth. But there was some crazy good bird school yellowtail fishing. And lucky enough to have easy limits early in the day, all surface iron action. It was really good. It was really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Captain Ryan Boschman was talking about they're really on the surface iron, down that yellow down below there, especially down below there. And they said, so it's true.
No, I mean, it was just, yeah, I mean, spot after spot after spot. I mean, it was the type of thing where you decide, okay, which are you going to run to next kind of thing.
Yeah. It's spread. I mean, it's spread to over the U.S. side, over into Mexico, and there's a huge spread of fish, right, guys?
I mean, that's the beauty of it, is there's fish above the border, there's fish below the border. The water condition is so good right now. I mean, and it's just, I got a chance to fish Thursday, and we put a picture up on our Facebook page. We got some of that local bluefin in U.S. waters on the 9-mile bank, that close, but it was after work, worked a full day on Thursday, got off of work, ran down to the boat, ran offshore, and in U.S. waters, found 68.5 degree water, purple blue, saw whales, saw a turtle on a kelp. I mean, and it's April.
Yeah.
Barely.
There's talk of marlin, that somebody hooked a marlin the other day.
It's unreal.
April.
You know what? When we were fishing that fish out on the Tanner, And that yellowfin fishing, I was going back through our fishing game logs, and some of the yellowfin fishing we had in December was unreal. I mean, you're talking about days for 400 mixed fish, between yellowfin, bluefin, and I can't believe that stuff took off too far. You look at, actually, I was just looking at one of the water pictures here, locally, and there is so much good water. Even looking all the way up towards Point Conception offshore, I mean, just, if it's not already here, and I did hear about somebody seeing yellowfin mixed in with that bluefin the other day, and I'll believe it when I see it, but I wouldn't put it past it. I mean, there's definitely, man, what a start for a year.
Well, I got one for you guys, and this was just out of curiosity, and Mike, this would be a much better question for you, but I have a good friend, and saw the, you know, I didn't see the photo, but my buddy did, you know, so certainly knew it was yesterday. They had a 50-pound bluefin yesterday on a Rapala out towards the 182, trolling a Rapala on a porpoise school. Have you ever heard of a bluefin on a porpoise school? And then that almost made me wonder, like, well, is it a miss ID? Like, did they catch a yellowfin on porpoise? Or did bluefin ever get mixed in with a porpoise like the yellowfin do?
You don't normally think about it, but we have seen some. I've seen a couple of bluefin caught in dragging through spots of dolphin like that. I don't know if they're mixed in with the yellowfin. We've seen anything from marlin, albacore. I mean, you know, a lot of times those things are on bait.
They're on bait,
and fish are on bait. Yeah, there's really no reason there wouldn't be anything else mixed in with it. Obviously, you think, especially earlier in the year when you start to get that transition, normally in July, where you start looking at spots of dolphin like that. If I saw a spot of dolphin right now, there would be no reason not to troll through it. I mean, it's just,
why would you not?
Yeah, warm water, you know, especially if they're working like they're on bait and they're slapping their tail. You'd have to go look at it. I mean, this is a year for crazy things. Last year, I predicted Wahoo, warm water. It happened. This year is just that much crazier, so it's hard to say.
How cool is it that we're talking about this in April?
I know,
right? How cool is that?
What are we going to talk about in June?
That's what I'm saying.
So you just said something very important. Dolphins slapping their tails. What's that an indication of?
There's you see big spots of dolphin, and it's funny from a boat standpoint. Sometimes they don't want anything to do with you, and 11 knots, whatever, you can't catch up to them. I don't know if they're just boat shy, but a lot of times if you see a spot of dolphin that are working and they're coming up, they're slapping their tail on the water, sometimes they'll breach. They'll come up and smack their side on the water. What they're trying to do is keep the ball of bait balled up. They get on it, whether it's sardines, anchovies, whatever it is. After they go through it, they start spreading it out. And you'll see it if you do it to a bait tank Well, actually, please don't come on the boat and start smacking the bait tank. bait receivers, if you want, you know, like if we're looking at bait and the receivers and you want to really see how it acts and how good it, you know, you can slap the top of the receiver and it gets in a tight ball. They do the same thing. I mean, really smart animals. They keep it balled up and they, really, they'll work with yellowfin on it too. And you see some of the videos where the yellowfin keep going through it. They spread it out. The dolphin will get to a point where they start to slap their tail on the water or breach and smack it and they get it balled back up. The tuna keep it from going down. And the dolphin, you know, once it's up on the surface, they take turns going through it. It's amazing to watch.
So they work together on eating.
They do. And then on the flip side, you know, the birds are using it just as much. You know, like they get up to the surface. I'd hate to be a sardine.
Yeah, right. Like a full attack.
You can't go up. You can't go down. And those animals, the neatest thing to do is watch whales get in on it. You know, the whales will go through it. Whether it's a finback or anything else, they'll come up, take a big mouthful, and then they'll get off to the side. They'll let the dolphin and the tuna get it all balled up again. And, you know, a big animal like that comes up and just takes a heaping mouthful. They'll swim off a little bit. And it's, you know, watching them use each other is pretty amazing.
That's rad.
But that's it. And when you see them doing that, that's a good sign that they're on bait and hopefully on fish.
Man, you got to think about it. Like you say, I hate to be a sardine or an anchovy. You've got dolphins slapping the water, you've got tuna pushing you up, and you got birds picking you off the surface. So it's the full attack, right?
The only thing worse would probably be being a squid.
Being a squid, yeah. If you see that kind of attack, likely that you better put something in the water.
You know, and it's funny when you're on spots like that and you watch skiffs, you know, some guys really know what they're doing, and then a lot of times you see the skiffs coming right towards you and they're driving through these spots. You know, if you're out in your own private boat and you see something like that, you know, go take a look at it. It's not necessarily where the sport boats are. In a lot of cases, we'd love to be smaller and faster. Like some of the fish that Rick was talking about, you know, seeing these little bird schools, spots of yellowtail getting up like that. On a sport boat, you have to have 30, 32, 36 people wind in and we're not fast. I mean, trying to get on those spots is sometimes impossible. But for a skiff, you know, keep your eyes open. You start seeing those spots of birds get down, and you can get there a lot quicker. You know, a lot of times guys are just passing it up, trying to get to where the sport boats are, and you're watching them go by breezers, spots of fish up. You know, that's where it's handy to have a small, fast boat like that.
Yeah, so get up in front of it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, get up and probably what you're doing yesterday, Rick, get up and start throwing your surface iron. I mean, you can go spot to spot a lot quicker than we can.
I know the bigger thing on Thursday when we were lucky enough to get into those bluefin is, as bluefin traditionally are when they're on Meatballs Bay, like there's up and down real fast, up and down real fast, up and down real fast. And the big thing for us was there was a lot of opportunity. I mean, I know that yesterday the fish counts didn't show for it, and bluefin did what they do. They show, and then they disappear, and then they'll pop up somewhere else. But on Thursday, there was a tremendous volume of fish out there. And the key for us was honestly not to run from spot to spot to spot, but you could see the meatballs. I mean, the balls of chovy that these things were on were very visible, big color spots in the water. And it was honestly best to hang off of that, keep your boat quiet and a good cast distance away, and you would see that ball start to develop and you'd watch the fish get back on it. Sometimes you'd hang off of the thing for 10 or 15 minutes and you'd see the terns either squatting on it or just kind of flying around it, and then you'd see them get all fluttery and you'd see them gather back up on it, and you knew it was getting close, and make sure you're downwind and in a good casting distance, and then sure enough the spot would fire back up right on that same meatball, and you'd have to make your cast. Everything had to be perfect. You know, you'd have to land your lure right in the middle of the spot and wind through, but when all those things came together, you got it. And so being on it, because it was up and down so fast, was everything. So rather than running spot to spot, you just had to wait on it to make it. Exactly. Yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
Indeed. Yeah. A lot of that, when you start talking about bluefin, you can take almost everything and throw it out the window.
Yeah. So tell us about the tribute, Mike.
Yeah.
The tribute was originally built for Bill Poole as the Polaris 3 by Dittmar Donaldson. One of his first, like, true long range boats. Did fish Aleos Rocks, did a lot of 7 to 10 day trips on it. Looking back at the schedule that he had, a lot of Guadalupe trips, which I would love to get back there. I know Frank talked about it a little bit yesterday. It's 80 by 24, so it's the same width as the bigger boats like the Grande, the Big Game 90, but it's a little bit shorter. Lower to the water, it is just really a great fishing platform. Lots of room up the side. We sleep 42. Actually, the boat originally slept 56, but
wow.
I have no intention of ever seeing 56 people on an overnight trip. I know, back in the day it was a little bit different, you know, seeing 70, 80, 90 people,
sure.
100 people.
Back
on,
in the albacore days,
on stand-up,
right?
Yeah, albacore trips, talking about guys getting on a boat and not having a bunk and fishing with 100 people the next day. But we don't do that. The longer our trips get, we are the landing's open party boat. We really specialize in day and a half trips. Last year we kind of, and I was really glad to see it, take the whole one-day thing back. And
yeah.
Guys like Sam Patello, when I was talking to him, he goes, man, I don't know why nobody's doing one-day trips. I said, well, we are. You know, you're fishing 20 to 30 miles. And that really to get back in that niche, day-and-a-half trips are great. They do give you more room to work. You know, if the fish are down, if the fish are at 100 miles, day-and-a-half trips are ideal. Last year, having that fish close, you know, doing overnight trips like that. And we do... We limit it, you know, on some of our trips, we'll take 32 people. A standard open party trip's 36. And you do see the same loads on smaller boats. So, I mean, instead of bumping ours up, you know, 40 people or anything like that, it's...
You keep it limited.
Yeah, very
on an 80-foot boat with 32 people, you know, it's, like I said, it's really wide.
Super
still,
solid boat.
Still
yeah.
keeps it really comfortable. But it was definitely built as a fishing boat.
Yeah.
I mean, it, like I said, real low to the water. Just, I mean... The boat used to be the Holiday, and when I first came down to San Diego, I used to stare at the boat. I love the lines on it.
Yeah,
what a great looking boat. I mean, you know, it's kind of like looking at a muscle car. It was built for a purpose, and it really fits the bill. I mean, it's
solid ride.
Solid
and
ride.
And you've upgraded to RSW fish holds.
It does have, we do hold about 8 tons in a RSW fish hold. We were going to put a new bait tank on the boat this year, but, we can't. We can't stop running.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about today on Easter Sunday.
You're not kidding, man. What an awesome opportunity and great timing, too, to have a guy like Mike in here. And so many questions from local fishing to offshore fishing and everything that's going on right now. It's going to be a great show. And we would love to hear from you this morning. The phone lines are already getting packed up, but there is still an opportunity right now on our toll-free number. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, again, 877-792-1090. Or you can reach us on our local line. The local number is 858 area code 457-1090. It's all full right now, but there's going to be plenty of shots for you to get through. Again, 858-457-1090. Not only so lucky to have Captain Mike in here talking about all this great fishing that's going on right now, he has given us a very great prize and so generous, and we're super stoked, and you are too, because one lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get to go on an open party trip aboard the Tribute to Captain's Choice. They're going to be running one day, they're going to be running day and a half, and one lucky caller is going to get their chance to go on one of those great trips this year. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
One-stop shop for everything you need for a great day on the water is Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Dana Landing has the best in six-pack fishing, featuring several boats, including the new Double Down, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with legendary sandwiches, salads, and more, plus all the ice and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for everything you need for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to giving great advice and sharing their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is at the end of the 67th Freeway on Mapleview in Lakeside. And Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all included. inclusive and offer old world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Phones are packed. They want to talk to Captain Pritchard here from the Tribute. But before we do that, I want to tell you, you got to get ready. Mark your calendars. Our San Diego County Ford dealers remote broadcasters are going to start at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real, Saturday, May 16th. So it's a bit away, but it's going to be here before we know it. From 7 to 9 a.m., it's going to be the first Shimano San Diego County Ford Dealers Casting Contest and your first chance to qualify for the big grand prize. Here it is. Listen to this. A trip for one to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska in 2016, including round trip tickets on Alaska Airlines from San Diego to Sitka. How about that?
For completely for free. There's no money. You don't pay. You just get to go make a cast. And if you're one of the guys that wins a contest, you go into the drawing at the end of the series of the, and you could be going to Sitka.
That's right.
Crazy.
4 nights lodging at Kingfisher Charters, 3 days of fishing, all your fish processing, and, of course, round trip tickets on Alaska Airlines. Best way to get to Sitka, no doubt about it. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Shimano Rods and Reels, Maui Jim gift cards, AFCO clothing package. And whether you make that cast or not, you have a chance to win all the grand prizes, because the winner of the casting contest and a random winner will be drawn from all those in attendance at each event, just like we did last year, for the 8 grand prizes, including that trip to Kingfisher Charters on Alaska Airlines. Prize Cowboy Gary is going to be there. We'll have a ton of giveaways just for showing up. So mark your calendar, Saturday, May 16th, 7 to 9 a.m. at Encinitas Ford. We're going to start with Mark Wheeler, the one and only, right there at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real. And we want to thank Alaska Airlines, Doug, our buddy over there at Alaska. Thank you very much for making that happen. And, of course, Seth from Kingfisher Charters, thank you very much for providing that grand prize.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah,
what a cool deal.
That,
Those
are
fun events, too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If you haven't been, it's definitely time to come and check it out. Cause it's a fun atmosphere, lots of giveaways, and like I say, for no money, if you can win a trip to Sitka, how could you not?
Oh, man.
Pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
Well, the phones are packed up. I know everybody's excited to talk to Mike. And why don't we start it off this morning with Matt, who's calling us from La Mesa. Matt, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on the phones.
Hey, good morning, guys. Looks like you had a fun day out on that field research there yesterday, Ricky.
Good times.
Mike, I just wanted to say thanks for having such a phenomenal operation. My mom and I were able to do one of those yellowtail cod colonette trips at the end of January for my birthday. And just keep doing what you're doing, because great crew, great food, and just a great time. I'd never fished on that boat before, and given the chance, I would absolutely fish it again.
Oh, no, no, we love to hear that. And, you know, like we were talking about earlier, Captain Jake Hensley done a great job, and it, really having kind of the whole long-range thing put into a shorter-range deal is where a lot of that comes from. And it's just taking care of our passengers. We get a lot of people that come off and say, you know, what a great crew. You guys did just such a exceptional job. The food was great. And really, we just try to keep it as comfortable as possible. Our crew works their butts off, and we always keep our menu, at least we try to keep it on the higher end. I wouldn't say, you know, it's nothing overboard. Some people really like to come out and just get a plain old boat burger, which is fine. But
yeah, Rose.
To hear people get off the boat having a trip like that. And we only did a couple of those colonette trips just because of how good our bluefin fishing was. But it did sound like they were very, very good, and I'm glad you had a good trip.
Yeah, it was great yellowtail fishing. The crew was on it with each and every passenger, making sure that they got their fish. I think people must go to Spectra School now, because there was a few tangles that I don't know how you guys figure those things out, but you pick them out and you save the Spectra and you get the fish. And like I said, with the food, we had a pork loin dinner for the ride home, and
wow,
just phenomenal. And the sauce was just,
you know, some of us haven't had breakfast yet.
Yeah, right. You know, I got to tell you, it's that long range upbringing. I mean, you were a long range guy for a number of years, and of course, a
good part of 13.
Yeah, so you kind of bring that over from the long range fleet, and you kind of do long range style on the Tribute.
Well, that's it. I mean, when you get on the boat, we do offer snacks at night. If we're doing earlier trips, we do try to do some kind of a meal just to have it. But you get on, and it's you know, anywhere from chips and salsa. Sometimes we do sushi. You know, depending on what's available, we've had our cook out there and do a full sashimi spread, California rolls, and everything else, and it's all complimentary when you get on the boat. And that's, same thing the morning.
It's just like a welcome aboard kind of thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's nothing better than getting on the boat and feeling like you're already welcome. You can have some snacks or whatever. And same thing when we get in from our day-and-a-half trips. There's whether it's, you know, hot cinnamon rolls or anything else. But it's just more than anything trying to, you know, let you know that you're welcome as soon as you get on board. And, you know, you don't have to feel uncomfortable about asking the crew. The crew will approach you, ask if you need a hand with your gear. And we do seminars on every trip, you know, if we're fishing offshore tuna. One of the funny things is we did have some Wahoo video that from our couple of Wahoo that we caught this summer. I did get one of them.
Nice.
But the fact that we did a Wahoo seminar on that trip,
so funny.
We knew they were around, and, you know, Jake Hensley spent years on the Excel, quite a few years on the Big Game 90 before that, but I had him do a Wahoo seminar, and people were looking at us like, why are we doing a Wahoo seminar on a one-day trip? And then to get one, and the guy, Fumio, who got the other Wahoo, was talking about it. He had a GoPro on, videoed the whole thing, and he goes, okay, now as soon as he hooked it, he's going into the details of what he learned during his Wahoo seminar, and he landed his fish. I mean,
that's
that was
so
perfect.
Rad.
Pretty awesome. Cool. Hey, thanks a lot for getting us started, Matt. Appreciate the call this
morning.
All
right, how about we jump right back into him and talk to Chris. Chris is calling us from Claremont this morning. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show.
Well, happy Easter, everybody.
You too,
Easter.
Chris.
I wish you the best. Peace to everybody, and let's catch some fish.
There you go.
I have a brother who's got some disability problems, and he's not doing good health-wise, and I want to take him out. Can you tell me the shortest trip you have, and do you kind of aid some people? He's not in a wheelchair or anything, but kind of, you know, like on an overnight trip, he does have a CPAP machine. Could you tell me if you guys could work with him? Or
you know what? We have two staterooms that we pretty much reserve just for that reason. Whether there's a family on board, or more than anything, it's for people with disabilities. Usually you think about guys with leg or knee or back problems that can't go up and down stairs. We do have 2 3-man staterooms and something like that. As long as the guy's able to get up and fish with us, we'd love to have him. The staterooms do have outlets in it, so if he needs a outlet for his sleep apnea machine or anything else, we would definitely try to cater to them.
Could just call the landing and reserve that?
Well, yeah, more than anything, I tell people to let me know in advance. The landing can't, and I agree with this, the landing doesn't want to book the staterooms because there's a number of different reasons why somebody wants a stateroom.
Sure.
Best bet is to email me. It's mike@tributesportfishing.com. Let me know in advance, and I will save the room. We get trips where there's 15 different people that want our staterooms, and I can understand. I mean, our bunk room is very, very nice. Nice wide bunks. They have curtains on all of them, air conditioned. But we do try to reserve those two staterooms just for that reason. So please let me know in advance, and I'll try to save one of the rooms for you.
There you go, Chris. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up for the first time all morning. Yeah. 858-457-1090.
All right, let's jump back into them. Talk to Mike. Mike's calling from San Diego this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Mike.
I was wondering, this tuna that you caught on Thursday, is that a new school, I guess, of fish moving up the line?
What do you think, Mike?
I think there's been fish locally, and there is. I mean, there's this time of year you start seeing fish moving up, or like we were talking about earlier, coming across from Japan, which is quite the trek.
That's amazing.
But I think there's a lot more fish than we know about because nobody's been looking for it. Yeah. Guys have been we've been going straight out to the Cortez or the Tanner, and we've seen just huge volumes of fish out there. The water changed a little bit out there, and I think a lot of that fish moved east is what you're seeing some of now. But this bigger grade fish, we haven't really we've seen a few of them here and there, but seeing hearing about bluefin up to 70 pounds. I know Rick was talking about seeing a couple of fish beneath the surface that look like they're well over 100 pounds. There's a lot more fish than we know about. The long-range boats on their trips, you know, for the first couple of days, usually they're not looking for fish. They're traveling. They're doing seminars, getting gear ready. So I think there's a lot more fish than we know about, and a lot of it is moving up the beach or moving you don't really think about how much fish is west of us. You know, we might fish 100 miles offshore, but there's an entire ocean, you know, from there on out. Sure, a lot of that stuff's moving in with this warm water.
Such a pelagic fish.
And it's crazy to think that, it's April, this is crazy, it's crazy. But, you know, the fish don't know what a calendar is. We say that all the time. I mean, they know two things. They know water condition and they know food. And that's it. That's the only two things they got. And spawning, I mean, that's it. That's the only three things they got. And the water was 68 degrees and purple blue, and there were
That's
whales.
Crazy.
We saw
that in July,
yeah,
August.
We saw a turtle.
Sometimes
not
in July.
I mean, the conditions were right, and if the water's right and the feed's around and there's fish around, it's just it you know, you just got to put the part that it's April out of your mind and just fish the conditions the way they're supposed to, and sure enough, there it was.
Well, it's going to be interesting this week. We're going to get a little winter weather coming up here, a little wind, and well, a lot of wind probably for a couple days, but. And it'll be interesting, but that water, you know, to see if it changes those water conditions at all. But likely what they're saying is that the water's deep. It's warm deep, so it won't change much, right?
Yeah, that, you know, looking at the water picture throughout the year, it's funny because I had a lot of other guys asking me why we were still running in November. I said, you know what, the season's over. I said, well, I'll believe that when the fish stop biting. Exactly. Taking a look at it, you can take your calendar right now and throw it away as far as fishing goes. Some of our best fishing was from November until March, and that's tuna fishing.
How crazy is that?
And I figured as long as they kept biting and as long as people wanted to keep going out, we were going to keep doing it, and it never stopped.
You stayed full.
Oh, man. There's just some phenomenal fishing. I mean, we were... During January and February, we were turning away people on the weekend. I mean, fishing was so good, and just nobody had expected to do it. So, I mean, there was really limited boats to go on, and we definitely took advantage of it. But it was our goal, and we had a trip right before Christmas where I put a bunch of our sponsors together from Akuma, Seeker, Soft Steel, Plagic, Ballast Point, and I figured if we could run right up to Christmas, we gave away like $5,000 worth of equipment on one trip just as a thank you to our people that were fishing with us in December. And I figured,
that was that.
Week before Christmas, this is great. This is going to be the end. And it only got better.
That's so pretty cool. Amazing. Well, speaking of bluefin, next Saturday is going to be a really fascinating show and one you definitely want to tune into on Let's Talk Hookup. Mr. Craig Heber from NOAA, who's our West Coast guy here, and he'll have all the insight about the new regulations, about a lot of the patterns, a lot of the stuff that you're getting, and you're giving the data of the fish traversing the oceans and such like that. Craig is a great guy. He's a fisherman. He's super knowledgeable, and it's going to be a really good show. So that's next Saturday, 7 to 9 a.m.
You nailed it. And the thing that's so cool about having Craig on there is, you know, you get all the rad scientific background, but Craig's one of us. I mean, Craig's a local guy,
fisherman.
Central California, rockfish, sea bass, then down San Diego, tuna, fishes long range, fishes local. I mean, he's one of the boys, has all that cool scientific background. I can't wait. It's going to be a rad show.
You bet. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cook Up coming your way. We're going to be checking in with catch reports, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more with Captain Mike of the Tribute. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Cook Up on the Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resort. Resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Let's talk about bluefin, and let's talk about Shimano.
Oh, man.
And what would be, in your eyes, Rick, the perfect bluefin tuna fishing reel?
I think if I was going fishing right now aboard the Tribute with bluefin going on, small, castable, two-speed, but still have the power, because some of this fish, as Mike's saying, 50 pounds, 70 pounds, Talica 10 two-speed I think would be it for me. Still a small reel, still hold a lot of line, you know, 350, 400 yards, fill it full of 50-pound Power Pro, but you can fish a top shot of, you know, from 25 to 40-pound, and my favorite 40-pound small two-speed reel. Crazy good castability. It's a two-speed lever drag, but it still has a very lightweight spool, so you're able to make a great cast in a sardine. But when you hook a big one, you have so much power in that Talica.
Yeah.
That's it for me.
Both high and low. It's amazing how a small reel like that Talica 10 can turn the handle on a big fish.
I love it.
Pretty amazing.
One thing, like you guys know earlier on with that some of the light line bluefin fishing, all of a sudden those small reels really come into play.
Got to get the
talk
bite.
About fly lining, you know, 50-pound Spectra with a 15-pound top shot. And all of a sudden, you know, a lot of the big reels are just, there's no reason.
Got to have the castability.
Don't need it. You got to cast them. So check it out, the Talica 10. Get it now at your local Shimano dealer.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at better shops everywhere.
Here's important news from Searcher Sport Fishing. Our 2015 schedule is now available at searchersportfishing.com. This is Captain Art Taylor. After an outstanding 2014 season, I promise our trips will fill fast. The Searcher offers great service, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and plenty of room at the rail. Call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403, or book online today at searchersportfishing.com.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, as promised, it's time for the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting out there. And today, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. They have taken the San Diego processing business to new levels with superior service, superior product, and innovations like pre-booking your processing orders before you go on your trip and that great all-new tuna burger. You can find them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. And let's start off our catch report up at Dana War Sport Fishing. We got the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning. Happy Easter, guys. How are you?
Happy Easter,
great,
Brian.
You too, Brian.
Good, good. Hey, three-quarter day stuff, just trying to keep it going up here. You know, we've been leaning on the bottom fish pretty hard the last few days, at least the last few weeks for that matter. A few days this week, you know, we saw some pretty consistent catching on the reds and the grouper and that kind of stuff. But, man, a couple of the days, too, we got the cold shoulder out there. Got a little tough. As the week played out, you know, we did see it slow up in the fish. We had to kind of fish a little bit deeper than we have been fishing to find the stuff that really wanted to bite. A lot of really small anchovy and a ton of that red crab moved in again down there in that box canning area where we primarily fished that rockfish. So it had that fish pretty locked up by the end of the week. In on the beach a little bit more, you know, we've had some really good early spring calico bass action. Not the best colored water in there right now, but we're catching fish on the flyline sardine, surface iron, the wax wing, the squid strip. It's like everything, you know, has been working on a calico bass. Out on the island scene there, the Fury's been out at Clemente. He's had some really good yellowtail fishing out there mixed with the bottom fish and some calico bass fishing on his overnight trips. And then on his all-day 5-to-5 stuff, he's been at Catalina and kind of seen the same thing. A little mix of yellowtail in his count. Some phenomenal bass fishing, fish kind of running from 2 to 5 pounds that he's been seeing pretty consistently with that nice sardine we have for bait. And there's some bottom fish in there too. So that's kind of what we have going on there. That's kind of the gamut. Halibut derby trips too. We're still trying to keep that going. Some nice fish on the leaderboard there. And yeah, we've got twilight trips that are running a couple nights a week too. So everything's clicking early. We're seeing some good fishing. If you guys want to get out on a trip with us, of course, on the local scene, you can save a few bucks by linking us there through the Let's Talk Hookup webpage. Save, I think it's 25% on a local trip. And then if you want to call the office to make some reservations, which we certainly recommend this time of year to help get the boats away from the dock, the phone number there is 949-496-5794. Or you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com.
Right on. Certainly some great info, Willie. I appreciate that. And, boy, with the way that this season is already shaping up, great weather, there's not a better place to go enjoy a day at Dana War Sport Fishing. Appreciate a great report, as always, and sure was fun seeing you and Pika there at the Del Mar show.
We had a good time down there. It's just crazy to think we've gone through the two shows, and, you know, not even the week after the show ends, these guys are hammering down on the bluefin.
Good. Huh? Great report, yeah, brother. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, Willie.
All right, guys. Take care. We'll see you.
Thanks very much. All right. Captain Clowers is on the line. Captain Al Clowers over there. Bay Fishing Report. Good morning, Al.
What's up, Al?
Good morning, guys. Happy Easter.
Same to you.
Happy Easter.
Well, you know, all I can say is the fishing is really good from the lakes to the islands and offshore. If you find the bluefin, it's game on, too. I'm on the water at Otay Lake right now, just getting started. You know, I've been fishing, been blessed with a bunch of different trips. You know, it's springtime, so I'm fishing from the lake to the islands pretty much right now. And the bite's really good in the lake. They're on bait, and they're spawning, so there's a lot of fish to be caught on the lakes. San Diego Bay, been on the bay a bunch. You know, the bay right now is my favorite time of year to fish. I've had a lot of trips with the kids out there, and we're catching a bunch of spotty, some sand bass, quite a few halibut in the mix. We had a couple 13-pounders the other day. The bay sharks are all biting, and the bonefish are wide open right now. So the bonefish way in the back are biting the ghost shrimp on the drop shot. I've been anchoring and chumming and getting them to the boat, and they've just been going nuts. And then yesterday I was at the islands, and the islands was really good yesterday. I guess I haven't been out there but until yesterday, and I guess the weather was really bad the last few days. And got out there yesterday, beautiful conditions, and they were biting, man. First, I had some people that only fish trout, and they wanted to go learn the saltwater deal. So we got really lucky on the first drop back on the slow troll sardine, man. This new Therese rod went off, and there was 27-pounder on there. And we ended up with 10 yellowtail on the in between slow troll and fly line.
Wow!
Nice.
Good fishing.
Nice.
Yeah. We should have had about 20. You know, wow. But they were new and they had brand new rods. I think the guy went and talked to you, Rick, in the shop, and we got them out there and they were biting good. So we got some at North Point, Pugie Point, south into North Island, one in the middle grounds, and then the bulk of the smaller fish were on the lee side of South Island over there.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was great. So the fishing's really good everywhere, you know, like I say all the time. For the kids and the families and the new people, you go to the bay, and the bay is phenomenal. Oh, I wrote all this stuff down. I'm on the lake right now, so I can't find my glasses. But, you know, I want to mention, you know, Iraq and his two kids went out on Friday with me to the bay, and he said, I just want action. I said, hey, if everything works out, you're going to get action. So we started with a spotted bay bass, and I fished a lot of the Berkeley Gulf, you know, and he's small. I have these custom rods made for the kids. For the girls, they're pink with tuna cord and everything, and then the guys are black and blue, and she was fishing a little pink rod and catching spotties, and every now and then, you know, a ray will swim by or whatever and eat it or get snagged, and I look over at her, and, you know, she's 7 years old, just a little angel, you know, catching them spotties, and I look over, and that rod's doubled over, and I'm like, oh, man, she's snagged. All of a sudden, rod tip started moving. I'm like, no, you're not snagged. You either got a huge halibut or a big old ray or something. So I helped her for about 20 minutes, and then she kind of pooped out, and her dad grabbed the rod, and an hour and a half later, a solid 100-pound freaking ray hit the deck.
Wow.
That's rad.
Yeah.
Good for you
guys.
It was
crazy, you know. So the bay fishing, you know, I mean, I can't say enough from, you know, this summer is going to be completely epic, and if you guys want to do the offshore stuff with me, now's the time to get on the calendar, you know, because it's going to get booked.
Better get on it. How do we get a hold of you, Captain Clowers?
You can call me direct at 619-800-FISH, or go to my website, CaptainClowers.com, or go to Let's Talk Hookup and pull me off of there.
All right. Good luck on the lake today, Al. And so if you want to go freshwater, bay fishing, or offshore, inshore, Captain Clowers. All right. Appreciate
Thanks,
that.
Al.
Talk to you soon.
Hey, you guys have a great day.
You too.
All right. Well, with that great report, it's time to hit the surf. Cap it off with the surf guru. Gundy Gunderson is on the line right now. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's happening?
You
Doing
are.
Great,
Gundy.
Man, always something going on in my neck of the woods, right?
Yeah.
You know, the best has been up on the more northern beaches. Santa Barbara, Halama, all the way up to Morro Bay, you know. Schools of barred surf perch. They're not that far, but it's like a lot of schools right now, the better quality. Is that that way? Hook, Line, Sinker reported East Beach, Muscle, the best of those guys.
Oh, we're having trouble hearing you, Gundy. See if we can get into a different location there.
That looks like we might have lost
looks
him
like
there.
We lost him there. We'll see if we can
you
pick
that. You lost me there, Pete?
Yeah, we got you. We got you now.
Okay, sorry about that.
No worries.
Yeah, the best purse action up there, East Beach, Muscle Shoals reported hook, line, and sinker, perch to 1.5 pounds, smaller lucky crab, gulp sandworms. You hear me all right?
Yeah, great. Go ahead.
Okay, good deal. The lucky crab guy's been doing real good, and this is kind of interesting here. Sea bass biting out of the surf there at Gaviota, and this is something to watch for, especially with that grunion in the surf line now. You're going to start seeing those sea bass in the surf line up and down the coast. Wiley's reported they had their uptown derby and the perch went small. The best fish there was just over a pound, which for these guys is a small fish. And curiously, none of the guys have reported seeing spawning perch, you know, and we're well into April and no spawners. So it's kind of a different thing here. Big fish reported big spotfin on the bite off the Seal Beach Pier and from the shore. The fish have been running from 3 to 5 pounds. Ghost shrimp has been the bait. And the guys are hooking some nice corbina, too, soaking that ghost shrimp. The halibut bite continues excellent off the nature preserve in the inlet there off Bolsa Chica. Smelt and electric grunion pattern flash minnows have been getting them, and anglers are reporting up to 3 legals in a session. Real good fishing there. And then Newport continues hot on the corbina, 4 pounds, 6 ounce, reported off the stretch between the piers there. The jetties also holding. And the quality is really good. There's no sand crabs, so the guys are using lugworms and getting the bites on the lugworms and the light line. I would suggest 6-pound as the lightest some guys are going to for. Hogan's reported good jerkbait bite off cottons, old man's, white pattern working best. Pacific Coast reported excellent action in the lagoons. They had over a dozen fish checked in this week from the lagoons and from Oceanside Harbor. 16-pound, 9-ounce was the big fish taken on a fresh dead sardine. Really nice fish. And finally, 300-pound black sea bass, estimated 300-pound black sea bass taken off the Oceanside Pier the other night. I guess it was a big deal. They had a big crowd around. The guys caught and released it back into the water, so that's kind of a cool deal.
Yeah,
how rad is that?
Big ones around.
Yeah, that's cool. Gundy, check out the front page of Western Outdoor News. Did you see that picture of that guy holding that giant halibut caught in the surf?
Oh, so cool.
Yeah, that's a specialist. That guy throws the Lucky Craft all over the place, travels these different beaches, and probably listens to our show, you know what I mean?
Yeah, knows where
that's
to go nice because
fishing.
Gundy tells him.
That's what you get when you put your time in.
That's it. All right, Gundy, surf guru extraordinaire. Thanks for that great report.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good week.
Thanks, Gundy.
Talk to you next week.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our Catch Report, sponsored in part by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charge. Terrafin Charge give you the latest in water conditions, and they help you catch more fish and save fuel. Terrafin Charge are helpful all year round to find the best water conditions. Check out the brand new and improved Terrafin Mobile for your Apple or Android device. You can take Terrafin with you everywhere, all for the same low price. For more information, go to terrafin.com. And I know Jeff and those guys will always help you out. And
yeah.
I was going to say, you want to talk about a valuable tool. Mike, do you ever go offshore without checking your water charge before you leave?
No. Is that what
you've been looking at on your phone today?
I got it right here.
Yeah. He's looking at the water charge while we're here.
There's some really neat apps out there, and that's definitely one of them.
Yeah.
That's it.
Terrafin.
Some of the weather apps are pretty handy.
Yeah,
it's
really
crazy
reasonable.
The info that we have nowadays. That Terrafin Mobile, too, for the people that don't know, that's an awesome thing. And I know we talk about it. Get the Terrafin Mobile, and some people, you don't think about it, but I bring a tablet with me. I bring an iPad, and I have the Terrafin Mobile app on my iPad. And you can download the charts before you go fishing the night before and then bring that with you. And it's almost like a secondary chart plotter because you basically download the chart. So now you're staring at your iPad and it tracks your vessel position on the chart. So now granted the shot was from, you know, whenever the shot was, but if you get a shot the evening before you're fishing, you can basically watch your boat on the chart. You know, you watch your little black dot, you know, move in and out of the warm water. It's an awesome app to have. I bring it with me every time we go. And on the iPad, it's a nice big screen.
And it's really reasonable.
Yeah, they charge there's no extra charge for that mobile app. It's just a very inexpensive yearly service, and I couldn't imagine fishing without it.
Yeah, it's and you, how often do you use your water charts?
On every trip. You know, this year, and I was going to say, make sure if you're doing multi-day trips, get your wife keyed in on it so you can call her up and say, hey, where'd the water go? But there's trips this year where I'd be talking to Captain Jake Hensley in the morning, and, you know, the water changes. It moves.
Sure.
Sometimes it moves a lot, and there's been probably two or three different trips where I got them keyed in on the spot of fish from home. You know, not necessarily seeing the fish, but saying, hey, man, that break moved a couple of miles east. And then he'd call me back later. Oh, yeah, we found it. We got a good stop on the bluefin.
Amazing.
And, you know, and just think how much fuel it saves you.
Yeah. Totally.
When it first came out, I told him, I said, this has just changed everything. Instead of going out and driving all over the ocean looking for a break, you can just pop it up on your computer and it's right there.
That's rad.
Year round. Yeah.
Unless there's cloud cover, that's the only thing that'll throw a wrench in the books.
Yeah.
Beginning of last summer, I know we had weeks of cloudy weather. Just jonesing, looking at the shot every night, hoping to get a picture of where you're fishing.
Well, it's going to be interesting.
Three stars.
Are we going to get May gray and June gloom this year? The water's so warm. It's cold water that causes that with the inversion and stuff like that. What's going to happen?
Good question.
I don't know. We were talking about earlier, we haven't seen this, so I'll let you know.
We'll know in
June. Yeah.
Give the old Tommy Rothery prediction. I'll tell you in November.
Just predict the album.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of which, again, Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great information. Got a beautiful shot of a giant monster tuna, and as well as big halibut and steelhead. All of that is available right now in Western Outdoor News. Be sure to check it out. Pick it up at the local tackle store, or better yet, subscribe. Rick Jensen's calling from Sport Fishing Financial. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Easter.
Same to
you. Happy Easter, Rick.
Hey, I had a couple of questions listening to the show today. A couple of things came to my mind. First of all, for everybody, we talk about this great blue water, clean water coming in, and the, you know, the fish are following the water, they're following the bait. What do you guys think is the reason for why we're having all the problems with the sea lions and inshore starving to death, and what's bringing the bluefin in on all this bait that's different? Is the bait just staying offshore, or what do you guys think's happening there?
Mike, there's been bait. There's been a tremendous amount of bait this year, whether it's guys talking about the amount of red crab that was around, still around. Rick was talking about how much anchovy you're seeing down there around the Coronados and just everywhere. You know, it's a real touchy subject. Sea lions are overpopulated, in my opinion. If they're washing up on the beach, you know, they're starving. It's not necessarily like we were saying, there's a lot of food around, but, some of the organizations take the sea lions in, they get them back to health, they release them. The following year, they wash up on the beach again. A lack of sharks, I mean, really, maybe, yeah, I haven't seen a whole lot of killer whales lately, but I mean, there has been some around. They're natural predators. It's just there's too many of them, in my opinion. I mean, there's a lot.
We're interrupting nature.
We are. There's been what a year to talk about losing wahoo to sea lions locally.
Right.
I mean, what a crazy just. Yeah, I know. I was talking to Ryan from the San Diego, and he was talking about one of the first wahoo that he had seen hooked, I think was on the Point Loma or on the Mission Bell.
Captain Steve Peterson.
And watching a sea lion eat it next to the boat.
Oh,
I mean,
you imagine that?
We've lost hundreds of bluefin this year to sea lions. And, you know, out on the Tanner, out on the Cortez, you're looking at hundreds of sea lions.
Yeah,
there's just you know, we
in the middle of the ocean, 90 miles off the beach.
And I'm sure I'll get something, some kind of grief out of this, but you got to let nature take its course.
Yeah,
you can't take a sick animal. It'd be like doing that with coyotes. They really kind of fall into the same category. If there's too many of them and there's not enough food for them, it's a natural process. Trying to change nature is not the way to go.
No, I agree with you 100%.
You were talking about the difference between skiff fishing and sport boat fishing. You know, when we do a lot of that yellowtail fishing out of the small boat in La Jolla and things, and all the time, and I know the sport boats are even worse, like you don't change your spots and how you're attempting to catch fish based on the conditions. It's on getting around the sea lions, and we can only fish here for so long until they get on us so bad that we're shut down and trying to slow troll a bait to catch a yellow or catch a mackerel. You can't do it, and it is so much worse than it has ever been. It's just, there, you know, it gets unfishable where you have to move and go somewhere else and hope that you get 10 or 15 good minutes in before they get on you and shut you down again.
Yeah, it's the truth.
Yeah, it's the worst it's ever been.
Yeah, it's not going to get any better.
A few weeks ago when Jake had talked, we were out on the Tanner or out on the Cortez with the light load, and he said he lost 30 out of 50 bluefin to sea lions.
Jeez.
I mean, that's just
30 out of 50.
30 out of 50.
Wow.
And, you know, these are, you know, 18 to 30-pound fish.
Yeah.
It makes you realize how many sea lions are out there.
Because you need to bite.
The frustration in his voice a couple of times when he was talking to me, he goes, there's 5 sea lions up off our bow, and every one of them has a bluefin in their mouth.
Oh, man.
They're overpopulated, and I don't know how that's going to change, but, you know, and you hear about that poor kid getting bit in La Jolla the other day. Mm-hmm. With all these sea lions coming up on the beach, and if they're sick, I mean, really, leave them alone. You know, they might look cute to some people.
Yeah. But I had one on my swim step the other day.
Yeah, try to avoid them. They are mean animals.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Rick, I know we heard yesterday you're going to be at Day at the Docks coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we're going to set up a booth there. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, so Sport Fish Financial, and basically you help people with their finances and take them fishing. That's the idea, right?
Yeah, we've got a couple trips coming up. I think we're going to squeeze one in next Friday, get down to the Coronados, and then once these sea bass start to show up, we'd like to try to get out to San Clemente Island, Catalina, and see if we can get into some of that as well.
All right. How do we find you, Rick?
Hey, I'm at 949-481-1807 or on the web at sportfishingfinancialgroup.com.
All right. Thanks, Rick. We'll see you at Day at the Docks.
Okay, have a good day.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
As an angler, sun protection is a must, but most sunscreens are greasy, sting your eyes, and contaminate your gear. Soul SunGuard's Blue Water formula has been a pro angler's secret. Imagine a pharmaceutical-grade sunscreen that cannot come off until you wash it off. A sunscreen that's hydrophobic. It actually repels water. And most important, it won't sting your eyes or scent your gear. Here in Southern California, nothing beats the protection of Soul SunGuard Blue Water. Available at Better Tackle stores and at SoulSunGuard.com. It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Discover the reliable Yamaha four-stroke family. This versatile line of outboards is available in a range of horsepower with exciting new additions like the Advanced Technology Next Generation F-115 and F-200. Both the F-115 and the innovation award-winning Yamaha F-200 are the lightest double overhead cam four-strokes in their classes. The original F-150 delivers legendary reliability, and the all-new F-175 creates a convenient new horsepower tier. Compact, lightweight Yamaha four-strokes, perfect for repower and ready for anything. Find them today at your local Yamaha Marine dealer.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh my gosh, this club is playing fantastic baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Are you as excited about spring fishing as I am? The water stayed warm all winter, which means it's shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to get out on the water. It's also shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to visit your Ford dealer. The all-new F-150s are starting to roll in. With over 100 new patents, it's guaranteed to be a game changer. The new Mustang also has everyone buzzing. You've got to check it out. And the new Fusion, Focus, and Escape are better than ever. Fuel efficient and loaded with technology. There's as much interest in these new Fords as there is in spring fishing. In fact, Ford was the most searched automotive brand on Google last year, and once again it's America's best-selling brand based on 2014 calendar year sales, which makes Ford the brand more people search, buy, and buy again. There's a lot to be excited about this spring, whether you're after tuna, yellowtail, halibut, or a brand new Ford. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.